Well, we are done with chapter 1 and 2. I think that has given us the good amount of background, so that now we are very much acquainted with the various aspects of the project management, various terminology and concepts. Now we are slowly digging into the real process of project management. But before getting there, there is something which is standard reference for the project managers, especially given by PMI. Now, what is PMI? It is Project Management Institute, US-based institute, which is internationally recognized, acclaimed organization. And they have done a lot of research, they have taken a lot of surveys, they have handled a lot of projects. And probably through that, they come out with a book of knowledge. That is the Project Management Book of Knowledge. So they try to give a framework, generalized framework. It is not specific to IT, but any type of project where they frame different charts and different components and their subcomponents. These are act like the pointer, so that when you go through the project, how we are going to handle that project, or when you are going to the planning, when you are going to the execution, even in closure, what are the different aspects you should be covering. So those are the documented references which are standardized internationally, is given through that book, which is called PMI book. Now, what is the scope of PMI? It first of all talk about project management. It defines the features and functionality of the product, scope of the work need to finish the project. So any project, maybe developing product or maybe developing service or giving some new business aspect, all those you have to have very clear understanding about project scope, so that we should know first of all what we are going to do. So getting information required to start the project. So PMI will define how to start the project, what are the planning stages requirement, and how to go ahead with it, how to meet with the stakeholders requirement, understand their requirement. Now, first is the scope management purpose, to ensure the project, including what are the aspects of the project, what are the requirements. That first of all, we already discussed goal, it should be very clear. Now, these are all different dimensions of the project management process. If you look at, there are about 9 different dimensions which are addressed through this PMI framework. If you go along as per the numbers, first is the project integration management, project scope management, project time management, project cost management, project communication management. Now, if you look at all those elements from the sequence 1 to 9, in our book, you will see most of them are covered as an individual chapter. Our successive chapters will address this all different dimension as an individual unit. You will understand in very much in detail, right? Up to project closure, all different aspects, right? Which are given a framework by the PMI book. Now, this is a Venn diagram. What it talk in nutshell? Project management at core, which cover 3 major goals, or you can say, or aspect. First is the business, product, price, placement, all those business aspect. How the production we are going to affect through this project, or the, how business is going to affect through this project. Then who are the customer that going to use it and get benefited, or they may do some activity or some maybe some business activity or maybe some individual activity and achieve some satisfaction or some in terms of money gain, something like that. And third is important aspect is the technology. So all those 3 aspect, and at the core we have project management. As per the PMI book, this what is the base we have to cover when we talk about project management. Then there are 10 knowledge areas which should be discussed in project management, and project managers or the project team members should be aware of these all knowledge areas. And as I said, These all knowledge areas are covered independently, individually, in detail through the consecutive chapters in the book. I'm going to touch upon just for the introduction. Right? So I already discussed scope management. Scope is what we are going to finally deliver and at what level, what depth we are going to deliver. That scope should be very well clear. Then we go for the next one, schedule management, time frame. That is the aspect we are going to understand. So it is in planning stage, we have to work out a schedule so that it will come our guideline when you are following up or you are checking the progress of the project. So that is what schedule management, procurement management. It is a part of resource management rather. Because whatever way you are going to run the project, execute the project, all resources should be harnessed time to time. Any delay in that may going to affect our project growth. So this is very vital. Then stakeholder management, because stakeholder is something critical in the entire project process, because human beings are always critical to handle rather. And stakeholders of different types, we already seen in the last chapter, what are the stakeholders and what are the different aspects we have to handle with. Stakeholders are going to be very, very important aspect that we have to handle as a project manager. Risk management, I discussed already in depth. Then communication management, there is again a chapter in our book. Communication, because project has to run smoothly during execution part, communication is the key. We have to coordinate so many activities, so many people, so many resources. So all these things is possible only through the appropriate communication, time to time communication, smooth communication. So that is what, again, communication management. Resource management, again, it is a part of aspect which we have discussed in detail, and we have gone to even further depth of it in the consecutive units. Quality management. See, in the last chapter 2, again, I said that there must be every product or any service, there is some reference standard, maybe national level or international level. And we should try to align our product quality or the process or the service quality in line with that. Because that is what something which will be considered as a reference by anyone or stakeholders, customers maybe or the suppliers maybe, all those people, they must be on the same page. That is called quality standard, and that must be controlled time to time. Otherwise, if you keep it as a secondary aspect and finally your product will get suffered, will not meet the quality aspect, then your failure is a part of that, because of all these quality aspects you are not taken care time to time. Cost management, again, cost within given budget, you have to progress the project. So you have to keep track of it. You have to have proper cash flow. You have to have meeting the variable component, fixed component, capital. So that is what you have to do in the cost management. And integration management. See, in the mini project, especially in IT project, there are various components that we have to integrate. Maybe software component, hardware components, or some network related thing, internet related things that we have to harness together, integrate together to make the project running smoothly. You have to test it number of times with all the different test cases. And that is what is integration management. And you have to, all these knowledge areas, you have to be equipped as a project manager to ensure that you are competent to handle that project. And it is given in the PMA book how these all different knowledge areas to be handled or developed. And in fact, our this chapter, this book, as a course book, is going to highlight all those areas and give you pointers how to gain knowledge in those areas. This particular unit, you will get all charts like this. In our textbook also, you will see all these different charts, and which are nothing but a simple pointers. See, it is something like work breakdown. So now project management is a big task, and we are dividing that big task into small, small tasks. So these particular charts will help you or give you some sort of summarize or nutshell, which are the pointers we should be highlighting when you are going through the studies of the project management. So that is what is given in this major different knowledge areas, and there are sub areas that you are going to touch upon. Project integration management, if you look at, again there are three verticals and there are subtasks, sub-subtasks, everything is given in the text. And these are self-explanatory. There are many points which are self-explanatory. But even though if it is not clear, in the consecutive successive chapters, we are going to elaborate it. So don't worry. As of now, you just take it as a some sort of framework that we are going to follow for our next studies. So we have project scope management, project time management, cost management, and you can see that there are different verticals which are connected to that respective knowledge base. So how the knowledge base you have to expand to get the respective expertise in that knowledge. That is what is given by these pointers. So I will request you to first, this is just a framework and different points that you have to just remember as the key pointers, and which are we are going to discuss in the next consecutive units as and when we are talking about it in detail. Okay, now next is our process view. See, as a project manager, you have to look entire project and identify what are the key process areas. So when you talk about SDLC cycle, this is something which is going to be aligned, that is software development cycle or system development cycle. In the next unit or next chapters, we are going to align these processes. So finally, if you look at it at gross level in project management, there are five key processes: project initiation, planning, execution, monitoring, and closure. So these are key breakdowns, we can say, in the entire project management as a whole process of project development. And then we can see the subdivision in that. And this is again given by a PMI framework. Coming to this final summarized view of the PMI framework, first of all, it talks about process groups. So when you develop a team, you have to think which people are responsible for different processes and how you can distribute the roles and responsibilities to respective people through that process groups. Then for respective group, what are the knowledge areas they're supposed to handle? Maybe scope and time may be connected with the planning group. Cost is also. Quality, execution group. Risk, again execution group. Planning stage, of course, all these pointers are there. See, many pointers in the knowledge area are applicable and overlapping to the all process groups. And that is what is the required from time to time. Then we have to develop as a manager the concrete methodology. Probably you have to develop documentation through forms, templates. We have to draft guidelines. You have to see the sequential flowchart so that people understand visually how my process is going to be. Then metrics to evaluate quality of the product or processes. So that matrix should be there. Then checklist. Checklist very, very useful, so that somebody can keep track of it, just going through the checklist and making tick marks. So whether we have done it or not done it. So that is the way this PMI book will give you a complete framework. If you go for project management course or internationally certification, this will be a common reference, or this is PMI institution document is going to be your main book, textbook or reference. And we have just taken a part of it as one unit to just give you overview of this PMI framework. Thank you very much.